If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
All right, day player 720 WGN, welcome into our big game show on this Friday night. North American Football Super Bowl is one of the biggest annual sporting events globally, played between the winners of the National and American Football Conferences in the NFL. Every year, companies compete to secure one of the coveted 30-second advertisement slots and establish long-term deals with the league. So to talk all about this is Wall Street Journal and USA Today best-selling author and award-winning speaker Jeff Rogers, who is a creativity catalyst that helps organizations unlock their innovation potential. His latest book is The Playmaker Mindset, and he's been doing this with me for the last 10 years. Jeff Rogers, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great to be back.
Okay. Anyway, there are...
Enough already.
Oh my God. Enough.
Yada.
There are always three questions when a commercial is produced. Does the ad build the brand? We talk about this every year. Does the message blow away the competition? And does it engage viewers enough to drive sales? But some of it is just about, God, that was a great commercial. Man, that was funny. Don't remember the brand and who they were advertising for.
Well, and that's what the brand is all about, is creating the relationship,
yeah,
right? It's really hard to pull that string from the commercial to the purchase, right?
Yeah.
And so if you can create that relationship, build that relationship so that when you think of a vertical, like potato chips, it's you're thinking with fondness of that brand, that will lean you towards, that'll make you induce you to buy that brand when you're in the grocery store, right? You'll have a positive emotional sense, and then you'll want to purchase that when you're in the purchasing position. The thing is we make our decisions emotionally. Like they've done it's really cool.
Yeah.
The science behind this, right? Mm-hmm. They put people in an MRI and they, what sides of the brain show up and light up when they're making a decision. So we make decisions emotionally and then we rationalize with data. And so these commercials that are, you know, really, punching our emotional buttons are the ones that are also influencing us when we walk into the grocery store, the car dealership, the, you know, you fill in brand or product here. So it really is a great play, but it's super hard to draw that line between the money coming in and the money that you just spent on this. What are the numbers this year in terms of
cost?
Yeah.
$7 million, $8
million? Yeah. To draw that line.
It's funny you say that. So 67 was 40,000, 73 was 100,000. 85 was a $500,000, and then it just started going from there. $1,000,095, $2,000,000 in 2000, $3,000,000 in 2009, 2017 was $5 million. But yeah, this year is $7 million, and the production costs, obviously on top of that, could make some commercials this year. They said cost $8 million to get the talent, do the production, and you're spending $15 million easily.
And so, first off, think about that for just 1 second. Think about your own personal checkbook. To put aside that much of your budget for this one thing that's going to have this one hit, and you're kind of praying, you test it, and you do all of these things, but you're praying that it has the impact that you're hoping for. Look, there's been a lot of duds as well. There's been a lot of commercials that did not do well or were completely forgettable. You thought you had the tiger by the tail.
Or you remembered the spot and don't remember what the it was for, the product.
So
it's funny. We were doing a commercials exhibit. We'll be right back. 8 decades of television commercials at museum.tv for the Museum of Broadcast Communications. And we just launched the top 20 Super Bowl commercials at museum.tv. And when I was going through them in my head to pick which ones we were going to feature, I was like, God, that was a good one. Could not remember probably half of them what the brand was.
Right.
Yeah.
Imagine
so important.
Yeah.
I'm like Darth Vader, the kid, all the automatic stuff. What car manufacturing company was that?
Right.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
What was it?
It was VW.
It was VW.
I remember it.
yeah.
But I would, on all of those, I would wager a significant amount of money that most people don't remember or couldn't name the brand that's associated with.
Yeah.
So it really is a challenge. But on the other hand, when you get lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
Boy, you can ride that for the rest of the year. I mean, that can make that kind of impact.
And I would say the focus on Sunday, obviously, is the Eagles and the Chiefs, the game itself. But even more so for me, I revel in watching these commercials.
Oh, a lot of people do.
Yeah.
I think Here's the other part that's kind of a little unfortunate about it. This is when we see the great creativity.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really we call it the Super Bowl of commercials, but it doesn't have to be.
No.
Like, you could be doing this for commercials, maybe not without the celebrities and necessarily the production cost, but one step down, you could have the most creative commercials playing all year long.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And,
that's true.
And now you certainly get with the budgets that are allotted towards this. So, I mean, you really do. You could have a different play that could have much better longevity and much better penetration.
Yeah.
You know?
We are talking to Jeff Rogers, previewing commercials for the big game. And there's more with Jeff after a look at your traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Mary? All right, it's the special edition of the Day Player Show tonight. The big game is Sunday. We're talking to Jeff Rogers, Jeff Rogers Unlimited, and about this year's Super Bowl commercials. Fox has the rights to air this year's Super Bowl. Sold out its slots in August. That was the earliest that they've ever sold out those spots. So it does mean something because it's a live broadcast that we're all watching together.
Yeah.
That is like one of the, I mean, you know, the Grammys, the Oscars, maybe there's a little bit of that, but the Super Bowl really does bring everyone together across the globe.
And think about it. You don't know who's playing in it. So you don't know to what level there is
in
excitement.
August, when they're selling it. Yeah, when they're selling
to watch the participants of the game. But the realization is it's no longer just a game. It is a global event that is almost up there with the holidays, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is something that everybody pays attention
everyone
to.
Gets together,
So in terms of eyeballs.
Yeah, you're not coming to the party this year.
Busy. Yeah. Yeah. No, I got plans. I got a great party I'm going to, actually.
Okay.
But that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Think about it. When was the last time? What do we do when we actually plan a party around something that's on TV?
Yeah, very rare.
Right? I mean, not done.
I feel like the days of the early days of The Sopranos, always have somebody over. We'd cook Italian food, have some garlic bread. And seriously, we did that. But that was 20 years ago.
Right.
It was 20 years ago. So you're absolutely right. It's about the game. It's about the commercials. It's about the music and the halftime show. And yes, it's about the food.
Oh, without a doubt.
And the drink.
But here's the thing. I think even larger than that, it's about coming together.
Yeah.
So there is something for everybody.
Yeah, very true.
The music folks are going to want to see the halftime show. The, you know, the creative media folks are going to want to see how the brands express themselves. The sports folks obviously are going to want to see the game. And so it really does have something for everybody. And honestly, what else can you name that has that?
That's true. That's very true. And there's a lot of firsts too this year, which I want to talk about. But it's the return of Budweiser and the Clydesdales, which is a thing.
You know,
I was watching. I did not know this. When You Say Bud is a derivative of a song called When You Say Love that Sonny and Cher put out in the early 70s.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And whatever advertising group bought the rights to the song. And that has been really in your head, that song, for 50 some years.
Yeah.
But it was a pop song.
Right.
By Sonny and Cher.
I'm shocked you didn't know that.
I did not.
I mean, that's all you listening to is
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
but it's funny that the Clydesdales are such a big deal to be a part of this thing.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about, they've hit more home runs in the Super Bowl than I think almost any other brand. And and people expect them to be a part of it. I think it's smart for them to return. I think that's a really smart play for their brand. Have you seen that commercial?
It's the foul. It's the young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's in there. I wouldn't say it's one of their best ones that really makes you.
But it's a tradition.
It's a absolutely fills the bill.
I think the last one that really I think made an impact was probably after 9/11.
They
kind of took a knee where the Twin Towers were.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
So watching Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
She's had some work done, I've heard.
She looks like Billy Crystal. it's bizarre.
But can I tell you, it's funny. We were my fiance and I were in New York a few weeks ago, and we wanted to make it over to Cat's Deli because that's so iconic for When Harry Met Sally. And there they are shooting again. I actually remember, now that I've seen all the behind the scenes and everything, that it's for Hellman's.
Yeah.
Mayonnaise. Like, Mayonnaise. I remember the brand. Why is she, you know, literally faking the orgasm in the restaurant? It's because the mayonnaise made the sandwich.
Right. Right.
Which is fabulous. Right off the top.
And they have a nice tie-in, a nice younger tie-in at the end instead of going older, right? So there's a young tie-in for the classic finish line.
And when they were previewing it and saying, there's a surprise at the end, I'm looking, I'm like, I don't know who this is. Yeah. My demo.
There's your demo. Yeah, exactly. There's my demo. That's exactly it.
Google putting the spotlight on 50 small business owners across the U.S., one in every state. So 50 30-second TV spots were produced in each business owner's respective market, and the company also created a dedicated website to spotlight each of these shows. So they're going to be airing 50 different commercials in 50 states. That's really unique.
First off, they have the money to do that.
What?
Right. yeah. I lent them a couple of bucks.
Did you?
But I helped them out. I helped Google.
Yeah, that's nice.
But yeah, that's it's a great play for them. It's a great message overall.
Mm-hmm.
And it highlights small business. It highlights what Google does for small business. It really is. That's a smart strategic play. I'll be very interested to see how that actually goes over. Like,
well, the impact is usually nationally. You're gonna have to look at every city and see how the sales are of those individual brands or activity going on their website, whatever.
And if they track, yeah, and Google Analytics will track that. I'm sure we will hear in a month what that looked like for those brands.
Here are the first this year. Liquid Death has its first Super Bowl ad. So will water bottle brand and flavor maker Circle. General Mills snack brand Totino's Pizza Rolls, which, what party do you not have without a Totino's
Pizza
Roll?
Yeah, right. I don't think you could call it a party.
They've never done a Super Bowl ad for that brand. And this marks the first time that, by the way, General Mills will be doing anything in the Super Bowl for a decade. So they haven't done any of their brands. German engineering firm Bosch has plans to run their first ad. Ritz Crackers, another party favorite, never been in the Super Bowl. So Ritz is going to be there as well. And then local company WeatherTech is doing another one for their fourth consecutive year.
I wondered if they were going to do something or not. So they are going to do something.
They skipped something recently, I thought, but a fourth consecutive year.
Yeah,
this year.
That one has always been one of the most interesting purchases for me because it
purchases and stories.
Yeah,
yeah.
It really is a. Yeah. I mean, it's such a specific product, right? I mean, you really are talking to a very specific group of people with that brand. So
here's another interesting one. Beauty brand Dove is returning to the big game with a 30-second spot, which addresses the issues of girls dropping out of sports. It'll be in the fourth quarter. So it's based on research that nearly half of girls drop out of sports by age 14 due to low body confidence. So the spot will promote Dove's Body Confidence Sport Program, a set of coaching tools designed to build body confidence in the 11 and to 17-year-old girls in that age range.
Dove has done an amazing job of completely changing how they advertise and what they are marketing.
The messaging is amazing.
It's informative. It's psychological in terms of this is what we do, and we don't realize we do it. So now I'm going to educate you around that.
Yeah,
they have owned that space. Dove is now not just a moisturizing soap.
Yeah.
It is.
Not my favorite word, by the way.
Soap.
Moisture. Go ahead.
But it now, when you're purchasing Dove, you're making a statement that you're body positive, female positive, all of these things. It has connected itself to some huge themes, which has been a brilliant move for them.
All right, more with Jeff Rogers plus Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. We'll talk about what to put on your grill for Super Bowl Sunday. Jim Shorts has your pigskin picks, all after the news next. Oh, a classic Super Bowl commercial from 1980 would mean Joe Green for Coca-Cola. And you can watch the Museum of Broadcast Communications picks for the top 20 Super Bowl commercials of all time at museum.tv. Dave Plyer with you along with Jeff Rogers, jeffrogersunlimited.com. We are talking big game advertising. Fox has the rights to air this year's Super Bowl, sold out its slots in August. That was the earliest that they've ever sold out those spots. So it does mean something because it's a live broadcast that we're all watching together.
Yeah.
That is like one of the, I mean, you know, the Grammys, the Oscars, maybe there's a little bit of that, but the Super Bowl really does bring everyone together across the globe.
And think about it. You don't know who's playing in it. So you don't know to what level there is
in
excitement.
August, when they're selling it. Yeah, when they're selling it.
To watch the participants of the game. But the realization is it's no longer just a game. It is a global event that is almost up there with the holidays, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is something that everybody pays attention
to. Gets together,
So in terms of eyeballs.
Yeah, you're not coming to the party this year. Busy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I got plans. I got a great party I'm going to, actually.
Okay.
But that's the other thing.
Yeah.
Think about it. When was the last time? What do we do when we actually plan a party around something that's on TV.
Yeah, very rare.
Right? I mean, that's not done.
I feel like the early days of The Sopranos always have somebody over. We'd cook Italian food, have some garlic bread. And yeah. Seriously, we did that. But that was 20 years ago.
Right.
It was 20 years ago. So you're absolutely right. It's about the game. It's about the commercials. It's about the music and the halftime show. And yes, it's about the food.
Oh, without a doubt.
And the drink.
But here's the thing. I think even larger than that, it's about coming together.
Yeah.
So there is something for everybody.
Yeah, very true.
The music folks are going to want to see the halftime show. The creative media folks are going to want to see how the brands express mm-hmm. themselves. The sports folks, obviously, are going to want to see the game. And so it really does have something for everybody. And honestly, what else can you name that has that?
That's true. That's very true. And there's a lot of firsts, too, this year, which I want to talk about. But it's the return of Budweiser and the Clydesdales, which is a thing.
You know,
I was watching. I did not know this. When you say Bud is a derivative of a song called When You Say Love that Sonny and Cher put out in the early 70s.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And whatever advertising group bought the rights to the song. And that has been really in your head, that song, for 50 some years.
Yeah.
But it was a pop song.
Right.
Sonny and Cher.
I'm shocked you didn't know that.
I did not.
I mean, that's all you listening to is
Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher.
but it's funny that the Clydesdales are such a big deal to be a part of this thing.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about, they've hit more home runs in the Super Bowl than I think almost any other brand. And mm-hmm. and people expect them to be a part of it. I think it's smart for them to return. I think that's a really smart play for their brand.
Brothers and retired NFL stars Peyton and Eli Manning will star in FanDuel's The Kick of Destiny 3 head-to-head in a kicking competition during the pregame.
So they've been doing this Monday Night Football thing, a simultaneous broadcast during Monday Night Football, and that has been hugely popular.
Mm-hmm.
They've done a great job with it. I'm not a huge fan of this FanDuel placement. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how it worked. I'm assuming it worked well because they're doing it again with Gronkowski the last couple of years, right?
Yeah.
But the bringing in the Manning brothers is a smart move for any brand.
Yeah.
They have been nothing but gold for everything
any brand,
they've touched.
And if you're a football fan in general, but
right.
What tell folks what Jeff Rogers Unlimited is all about. Oh, we're out of time. No, go ahead, tell us.
No, well, we do a lot of different things, but our main thing is about unleashing and tapping into the creativity of an organization. That leads to innovation. And listen, innovation is the one thing right now, period, that is going to change the fate of companies.
Got to be different.
Look what DeepSeek just did to the most cutting-edge companies in the world who are developing AI, and DeepSeek just came along and said, oh, yeah, we can do it for cheaper, faster, and better.
Right.
So if you're not innovating or not thinking creativity is a key component to success, then I'd love to have a discussion because it is. So we teach teams how to be more innovative and creative, and then I do a lot of speaking on that at associations and events. Yeah.
JeffRogersUnlimited.com.
That's it.
Thank you, pal. Enjoy the game Sunday.
Yeah, you too.